Introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards or by downloading the Kohl's app. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS with the Talking Heads in the background. You ever see their concert movie, Stop Making Sense?
No. Entertaining?
Very entertaining. It was directed by Jonathan Demme, terrific director. And it's just a raw concert performance. That's the entire movie by the Talking Heads. And I've talked about this before. David Byrne could never become a star in the era of The Voice and American Idol and those kind of shows because he's just a little bit too odd, and they would never think, oh, this guy's good. Plus, his voice isn't traditionally mellifluous in any way. So,
but it fits with their instruments.
It fits
yeah.
perfectly, and the performance that he gives in that movie is terrific. Stop Making Sense, it's called. It's like 20 years old, but worth digging up and downloading sometime. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and this is your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, America's favorite trivia game. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 30 days, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS on your cell phone. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in our town. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. I'll tell you where they're playing tonight and tomorrow night in just a couple of moments. But first, let's meet our first Harris Challenge contestant today. Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Not much gain, but I'm a teacher in Waterloo. So, hoping to win tonight.
How's this semester going for you?
Very good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to turn on the semi-random category computer. When we push that button, the categories and questions come spilling out. Always led by our topical category, have you been paying attention? You can have that, or you can have dead people who make more money than you. Or you can have movies about scary diseases. Our tribute to Ebola and similar things. Which one would you like?
Movies with scary diseases.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you five questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. That's 15 points total that you can earn. You don't have to get all those points, though. Get at least half, and you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And they are excellent.
Yes,
donuts.
They are. Ask Rocky Madden.
That's right. Rocky was there this morning. We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to go see the movie that Colin just talked about, The Book of Life. We also have A Walk Among the Tombstones and other movies to choose from. Or a free bowling party.
A free bowling party?
Yes. At Kingpin Lanes, Or Crest Bowl. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton. Crest Bowl is in Florissant. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane. And a one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes. Or if you do get all the questions right, that's 15 points, a clean sweep. You get all the prizes, making it a package valued at well over
$1 million.
Andy, your category is movies about scary diseases. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What 1995 film about the Mutaba virus going viral starred Dustin Hoffman, Rene Russo, and Morgan Freeman?
Pass on that one.
In what 2011 Steven Soderbergh movie was Gwyneth Paltrow patient zero for a pandemic that infected the world?
Contagion.
Correct. What 1971 movie based on a Michael Crichton novel was about a deadly virus brought back from space?
Pass.
In what 2007 movie did Will Smith play the only man on Earth immune to a man-made virus originally created to cure cancer?
I Am Legend.
Correct. The 2002 film 28 Days Later was about four survivors of a highly contagious virus. What was the 2007 sequel called?
Say that one more time.
What was the sequel to 28 Days Later?
Oh.
28 Weeks Later. The Michael Crichton novel was The Andromeda Strain, and the 1995 movie with Hoffman, Russo, and Freeman was called Outbreak. Andy, you got the two, you got the four. That is only 6 points. Here's a part of the Harris Challenge rules I didn't explain for our first-time listeners. If you don't win, not only do you lose, but you also have to be punished. And this week, to do the punishing, since Bill Murray's new movie, St. Vincent, is opening today, we have a little bit of Bill Murray, well, I guess you could call this singing.
And I will always love you. Oh, always love you.
You got to give the guy credit. He goes for it, doesn't he?
Wow.
Yeah. Andy, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but you brought it on yourself, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here is contestant number two. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my coworkers at United Industries today.
All right. Categories are, have you been paying attention, dead people who make more than you, or four-letter countries?
Wow. How about dead people who make more than I do?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose second posthumous album, Escape, helped him earn $140 million this year despite being dead?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Which reggae legend earned $20 million with businesses including a beverage company, a clothing line, and eco-friendly lifestyle products?
Bob Marley.
Correct. After almost 34 years after being murdered in New York, which legendary rocker still earned $12 million this year?
John Lennon.
Correct. Which wild-haired genius who died in 1955 earned $11 million this year from such items as posters, T-shirts, and tablets for student scientists?
Albert Einstein.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep, which martial arts movie star died in 1973 but earned $9 million this year from video games and an ad for Mazda?
Bruce Lee.
That is how you do a clean sweep, ladies and gentlemen. 15 points. Can't do better than that. Nicely done. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your panoply of prizes. First time I've ever used that word on the radio. Let's go to our next contestant now. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just glad the weekend's here. Probably go out to wine country and check out Noble Life.
Weather seems to be pretty nice for exactly that sort of activity, since we don't have baseball to watch.
I know, I'm still crying.
All right, which would you like? Have you been paying attention? Four-letter countries or cringing at the debate? That's our new third category.
Wow, I wanted that last category, so I guess I'll take... Have you been paying attention?
Okay.
The default.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has hosted the Emmys and the Tonys? And we found out this week will next host the Oscars.
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the two Silicon Valley companies that announced this week they will cover the cost of employees freezing their eggs.
Apple and Microsoft.
The other one was Facebook. Apple is correct. Which premium TV channel announced that next year it will offer a way to watch its shows online without a cable subscription?
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Pass.
Which politician's son was kicked out of the U.S. Navy Reserve after testing positive for cocaine? Want a pass? Within 100 pounds, how much does this year's world champion heavyweight pumpkin weigh?
2,200.
2,085, you just missed. Who's going to host the Oscars next year?
Colin Farrell.
You're very, very wrong. It's Neil Patrick Harris. HBO is the company offering the non-cable subscriptions next year, and it's Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who was kicked out of the Navy Reserves for testing positive for cocaine. So all you got, Mike, was 1 point for Apple, which may or may not turn out to be today's lowest score, but either way, it does mean you have to be punished. Once again, William Bill Murray.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in darkness or insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Time I feel like it's inside. There's one thing I want to know. What's so funny?
That's the role that he got nominated for an Academy Award, Lost in Translation. And that's all for you, Mike.
All right, have a good weekend. Amen to PM.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Contestant number four, hello, Jim.
How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to tell an I love you to my wife because today's my anniversary.
Well, certainly you should say her name.
Dolores.
All right. Happy anniversary to the two of you. Which category are you going to take to win some prizes as an anniversary gift for Dolores? We have four-letter countries or cringing at the debate.
Four-letter countries.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country's capital is Havana?
Cuba.
What country's capital is Tehran?
Iran.
Correct. What country's capital is Baghdad?
Iraq.
What country's capital is Lima?
Peru.
What country's capital is Vientiane?
Laos.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in a while, two clean sweeps in one day. That's 15 points. Nicely done, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Laos, Peru, Iraq, Iran, and Cuba. All winners today for Jim. And our final contestant is you, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Sunburstpromo.com is our fundraising company we own.
Okay. The only category left on here is cringing at the debate.
Well, I'm cringing just thinking about it.
60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did one gubernatorial candidate refuse to step on stage for several minutes this week because the other had a fan under his podium?
Pennsylvania.
Florida. What 2012 presidential candidate tried to list three government departments he'd do away with, but could only remember two?
Pass.
Which 1988 presidential candidate was frozen by Bernard Shaw asking whether he'd favor the death penalty if his wife was raped and murdered?
Dukakis?
Correct. In a 1976 debate, which candidate wrongly said, quote, there is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe?
Carter?
Ford. What was the name of Ross Perot's 1992 running mate who famously opened a vice presidential debate by asking, who am I? Why am I here?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. The 2012 presidential candidate who tried to list three government departments he'd do away with but could only remember two.
No idea.
That would be current Texas Governor Rick Perry, and okay. Ross Perot's running mate was James Stockdale.
Okay.
You got Michael Dukakis, 3 points, which is almost as many states as he won. Actually, I think it's more.
Could be.
But with 3 points, that means I have to punish you as well. Let's go back to Mr. Murray singing Whitney Houston. I should say singing Dolly Parton, since she's the one who wrote the song. Maybe I'm misusing the word singing.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough. That's enough. Jerry, I hope you have a great weekend and a great anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. This is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing tonight at a River City Casino in Judy's Velvet Lounge. No cover. They'll be there 8 to midnight.
They're actually at Cyberg's tonight. I'm sorry. Cyberg's on Dorset.
It's not the information I have here, but I'll cross it off.
I know.
Ian's going to have to do some editing to make sure nobody hears that mistake.
Yeah, I know.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing at Cyberg's on Dorset tonight. Why wouldn't they play there?
Yeah.
Then tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be at the Casino Queen parking lot for its barbecue party from 1 to 5 p.m. That's open to the public. And tomorrow evening, they'll be at Cutter's in Belleville, where you can get good, cheap food. And then Sunday, they're doing the J. Michael Hildreth Benefit Show at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville at 1 p.m. Lots of opportunities to see them. To stay up to date with them, which somebody on the show obviously doesn't, you should download the Well Hungarians app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. You get another shot next week here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
And let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
I really wish Ian could have edited some of that punishment music out so the rest of us could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible. Good news. They've cleared that accident that was on northbound 270 at Highway 44. All lanes are now open. You still have slow traffic from the Sappington Road overpass to just south of Highway 44. But things are starting to thin out. You do have another crash westbound 44 west of 141. You're jammed pretty solid from Highway 270 to where this accident is. That's causing southbound 141 to jam pretty solid approaching Big Bend down through Highway 44. Now, if you're going westbound 40, the usual slowdown between Kings Highway and McCausland, you're really stacking up now, and I guess it's sunshine that's slowing things down with that nasty angle from about Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, and then some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets from Highway 94 out through Highway 70. They cleared the accident on eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway, but you're still slow from the Blanchett Bridge. The road construction is up on westbound 270 at Route 3, so no delays there, but eastbound 270 still have some slow pockets between McDonnell and New Florissant. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, it's so fast, accurate, and easy to use, it's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning! The Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters. We'll throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. And removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops, free. And no other granite retailer. retailer in the region. Features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating, and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today, or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At the Fireplace and Grill Center, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Andy Strickland here for Alro Heating and Cooling. I've got General Manager Mike Stein with us. Mike, why should our listeners sign up for one of your maintenance plans?
Andy, dirt kills. 99% of our repairs are to furnaces with lack of maintenance. For $36, when you sign up for an annual maintenance agreement, you can get rid of over 10 pounds of dirt in your furnace. You can keep your system clean, safe, and going.
Call Alro Heating and Cooling today. Ask for the Andy Strickland special and sign up for a maintenance agreement. Call 314-427-9932 or online at alrostl.com.
Entrepreneurs and business owners, you can gain months of valuable contacts in just a few hours. Find the latest products and services to take your business to the next level. Attend the St. Louis Business Expo, Wednesday, October 22nd, from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the largest business-to-business expo in Missouri. Admission is free, and so are the informative seminars. Learn how to grow your business, benefit from social media, supercharge your sales, and more. To register, go to stlewisbusinessexpo.com or call 314-569-0076.
The calendar says it's fall, and that means you need to take care of your lawn, and that means a fall starter. Can I recommend my friends at Dynagreen? Dynagreen is the only fall starter that has phosphorus. Phosphorus is for commercial fertilized lawns only, but now it's good for residential, courtesy of Dynagreen and their Dynagreen Fall Starter. Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com to find out everything you need to know. For your local authorized Dynagreen dealer, check out Kirkwood Material.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Tony. Has it been more than 2 years since you checked your insurance rates?
It could be you're way overpaying.
And who wants to do that?
Not me.
Not me either.
Call us at MidwestInsurance.com.
And we'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes.
What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, dial 314-569-1010, and you'll get...
10 quotes in 10 minutes is all you need. Call 314-569-1010 or visit MidwestInsurance.com.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice, get real.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by Cedar Lake Cellars. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Florida Gators. Cedar Lake Cellars, open before and after the game until 9 p.m. Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
I wrote that part of the song.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I become almost a regular at the Smokehouse, going in there and getting salads and sandwiches and bread and all sorts of stuff. And whenever I'm in there, there's always a guy who's checking out the butcher side, looking at the pork steaks and the sausage that they have in there. All looks so good. All is so good. You can get that to go for the weekend, or maybe you want a great sit-down meal right next door. Annie Gunn's Restaurant takes care of that. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and on the phone with us from Southern California now, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you one time or another.
How are you?
I'm doing all right for myself, huh? Taking care of my business. What are you doing now, honey?
Well, people here in town are a little bit depressed that baseball season ended last night. I know you guys had yours end a week ago at our hands, but you know, this town takes it hard.
Yeah, they did fine.
Yeah.
Hey, you got the ramp. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the huge star who once was arrested for being in possession of a stolen car. Out with friends, joyriding a car that they took wasn't theirs. Jack Nicholson, Harrison Ford, Robert Downey Jr., or Cher? Answer in a minute. Odds and ends, Nielsen ratings computers have glitches. Now they're saying maybe ABC's David Muir may not be the number one nightly news. I'm not surprised. I couldn't believe it when they said that he had beaten Brian Williams. Now they say there's something wrong with their operating system of their computers, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah, we found out that a bunch of our meters went into the Muir household.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Amanda Bynes' parents have been in contact with Britney Spears' parents asking for advice what they should do with their out-of-control daughter. I think it's more of a drug problem than anything else. That's just a horrible story. Since Brad Pitt has made it clear that he loves guns, raised in the Ozarks in Springfield, used to go out shooting with his dad when he was 13, Rosie O'Donnell made a comment that she hates guns, and because of this, Brad Pitt will never be asked to appear on The View.
Oh.
I'm sure Brad probably figures his career's over now.
Yeah, pretty sure his movie Fury is going to be number one at the box office without Rosie.
I don't know that Brad would even appear on the show.
No, probably not.
By the way, did you see Fury?
I did not.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah, I saw it.
And?
I gave it 3 stars. I liked it a lot.
Huh.
I liked it a lot.
Who's better, Brad or the tank?
Brad. Brad did a great job in this movie.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf did a good, and yeah, I don't really like him, but it was very, very good.
Have you seen Kill the Messenger?
No.
Good. Really good. Jeremy Renner, very, very good, is this journalist from out there in California. Gary Webb, turns into a sad story, but a really interesting story, a true story, really, really worth your time. Kill the Messenger.
I'll check it out. I'm going to be seeing Birdman with Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have that sometime by the end of next week.
Good.
Divorce.
I was going to say, let's do Birdman next Friday because I'll be here. I've seen it, and I really want to talk to you about it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Divorced couple, Heidi Klum. Yeah. And see it. They're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they spent a lot of time together with their kids at a park over on San Vicente, La Cienega in L.A., watching the four kids sitting on a bench, holding hands and kissing. Very odd for a couple that just got through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. Despite their denials, it does appear that Nick Cannon and Amber Rose are more than just business associates, as they have tried to tell everybody. New York Post headline, you know I love them. Above the story about a guy who spent 15 years in jail, and an hour after getting out of jail, he shot and killed the guy who ratted him out, the guy that sent him to jail. New York Post headline screamed, "Payback's a snitch." I liked it.
Yeah.
Payback's a snitch. Hollywood date in history, October 17th, 1989, World Series earthquake. Could be in, hopefully there isn't another one, but it's going to be in San Francisco, not St. Louis. Sorry.
I remember one great thing about that night was that ABC had Al Michaels calling the game, and he was from the Bay Area. And because ABC wasn't up and running with their news operation at that time, because it was prime time, and Peter Jennings, I think, was their anchor, or Ted Koppel, or whoever, nobody was around. And so Al Michaels effectively became the news anchorman covering what was going on in the Bay Area, and he could point out, okay, that bridge has fallen. I know what that one is. Here's where that fire is. He's so good. Still
where
is.
He started.
Where?
Hawaii.
Really?
Doing the Hawaiian Islanders AAA baseball.
I still think he's one of the best in the game.
That's where I first met Al. Also, on this date, 1993, the worst late-night TV show ever, The Chevy Chase Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I would have to say it's a very close battle between that and The Magic Johnson Show.
Exactly what
year was that?
1993.
Wow.
What about, was it Pat Sajak tonight?
Oh, Pat Sajak.
Much better. Yeah. Much better than Magic Johnson and Chevy Chase.
He's talented.
You know, Chevy Chase never got over that. I mean, really, he never did anything after that.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was arrested for possession of a stolen car? Robert Downey Jr., Harrison Ford, Jack Nicholson, or Cher?
Ian?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, man.
Ian?
I'm going to say Jack Nicholson.
RDJ.
I've seen the, she used to carry it around with her. She was arrested when she was 16. I've seen the mugshot. Cher.
Wow. Oh, man.
Arrested by the Torrance Police Department and finally giving it up for the home skinny. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday.
Hey.
We're going to play
it.
Hey. Aloha Friday. Sorry about the Cardinals. Sorry about the Rams. Go Tigers. Lilio Kalani, Lani on the OK, look who in the cock and a hui hui yo. Two kamaki, kaka hoo. Let me know the kamaki, kaka hui yo.
Anana Koli Makawani, Yana Onanana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley.
We forgot one. Thick of the Night.
Oh, right. Oh, there were a lot of them that went by there. There was something that Fox had for 11 days or so called the Wilton North Report.
What the heck?
Richard Belzer had a show. David Brenner had a show. All of these people just, Carson just kicked them all until Arsenio came along. I've got Knuckleheads in the News ready to go here, but before we do, I want to play you a piece of audio from Jimmy Fallon's show last night. He did this thing with Sting and had Sting imitating various ringtones. That was fairly amusing, but then he brought somebody out of the audience at random and had the guy hold up his phone or hand his phone to Sting so that Sting and the Roots could perform a voicemail message for him to use as his outgoing voicemail message.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Listen to this.
Sorry, I'm away. Looks like you missed me. You just leave your name when you hear the beep. I hope that you will leave a, I hope that you will leave a message on my voicemail, yeah. A message on my voicemail, yeah.
Now, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
All right, two things that I have a problem with there. Number one, that guy is now also going to have the Tonight Show audience on his voicemail forever.
Yeah.
I would hope that maybe they would go backstage later and say, you know what, we have a mix for you without the audience mics on, and we'll give you that. Also, I don't know why Fallon and Sting and the Roots didn't make a deal ahead of time to sell that, because you put that online last night at the end of the show for 99 cents for a charity. You'd make $1 million for the charity in one day.
Oh, heck yeah.
People would definitely want that. But here's my second problem with this. If I called you and you had that on there, the first time I would think, hey, that's pretty, Dan, that's pretty cute that you got that on there. And then every time I called you after that, it's like, do I have to listen to that thing every time?
Yeah, stop it.
That was like, and I was one of them, when they gave you the option of instead of hearing the phone ring, you would hear a song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it gets old really fast.
I remember the days before voicemail when you had answering machine tapes and the message could be 30 seconds long. And it had to be 30 seconds because that little strip of metallic part of the tape had to come around to make the beep.
Yeah.
And so even if you just said, I'm not home, leave a message, then you'd have dead air for 28 seconds until the beep came around.
I used to do some people's voicemails as different, like Tom Brokaw.
Oh, sure, you'd be perfect
like that.
For that. Yeah, that's a service that could have made you a lot of money.
I know.
The first time people heard it, they would have thought it was cute.
Yeah.
But after a while, I don't.
I'm not calling that jerk anymore. He's
right.
Got that stupid message.
Now I would text you, and I would never call you because I would be afraid I'd get your voicemail. Also, in our on-demand society, where you want things to be over and done with. Please, ladies and gentlemen, make your voicemail messages as quick as you can. Hi, I'm not here. Leave me a message. Boop. That's all we need. We all understand. You don't have to say, and wait for the beep. We know to wait for the beep.
Yeah.
We understand. Please
I'll
leave your
right
name
you
and number at the top. You don't have to say those things anymore.
We all know voicemail.
Yes, please, knock it off. Yeah, there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to be knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Chicago, where Brian Duffy was seen acting suspiciously among spectators around mile 12 of the Chicago Marathon. He took off when he saw the cops, tried to blend in with marathon runners, according to the Chicago Tribune. But he was tackled by police who say he was found carrying 10 ecstasy tablets in an Altoids tin, now facing arrest. By the way, when you're at the marathon and you can't outrun anybody, they're going to catch you every time. In Manteca, California, there's a warrant out for 87-year-old Joyce S. Silva, who's gotten 18 traffic tickets in her white Acura and hasn't paid fines of almost $1,500. But for the last year, Joyce has been trying to convince the city she couldn't possibly have gotten these tickets. A, she does not own a white Acura. And B, she has bad arthritis that makes it impossible for her to drive. She's 87 years old. Took a local TV newsroom to dig into the story and found that a local auto dealership had registered the white Acura to Joyce S. Silva instead of Joyce F. Silva. And so all these traffic tickets that Joyce F. has been getting have been going to Joyce S. And now the city has canceled Joyce S.'s tickets and she's off the hook. In Sebastian County, Arkansas, Malcolm Thomas robbed a gas station, but as he was running out with the tray from the cash register, a witness saw him slip and fall before getting up and continuing down the road. The witness called 911. The cops came to investigate. When they checked out the spot where Malcolm fell, they found a whole bunch of change, probably out of the cash drawer, a pack of condoms, probably not out of the cash drawer, and Malcolm's state-issued identification card, definitely not out of the cash drawer. That's what did him in. Plus, when they went to the address on the state-issued identification card, Malcolm's cousin said, oh, who did he rob this time? Malcolm's in the slammer now. Next, we go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Leverett Johnson pulled a gun on a clerk in a convenience store, but things did not go as planned. Because instead of handing over the money, the clerk, Eric Seidnor, punched Johnson in the face, knocking him down and beating him until the cops showed up. Turned out that Seidnor, the clerk, was the Western Pennsylvania Golden Gloves champion 2 years ago and still boxes out of a nearby gym. After Johnson recovered from the beating, he was charged with robbery, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief. And as for Seidnor, the poor boxer has had to stop training for a while because he injured a tendon hitting this guy so hard. But he says he definitely still did the right thing. And we finish in Henrico, Virginia, where a crematorium caught fire Wednesday afternoon because the body they were burning was too big. According to the owner of the crematorium, Jerry Hendricks, he says his workers took all the right steps, but the peculiar situation occurred with the 500-pound body. Quote, the body was so obese that the actual body fat came off and went straight up the smokestack and hit the roof material. We have a rubber roof up there, and that's what made it go up like it did. There was no negligence involved. My guys did all we could. Once it started, the grease hit the roof and started the fire, and all we could do was call 911 and get the fire department here. But here's my favorite part of the story. Hedrick says there were three other bodies on site at the cremation site at the time of the fire, but none were damaged. What do you care if they get damaged in a fire? It's a cremation site! And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got one, send it in to me. My thanks to Jim Hewer and Kipper McGee and Matt Burrows, all for making contributions to Knuckleheads today. The email address is paul@harrisonline.com. Now, do I have 2 minutes for one more quick story, Ian?
I think so.
This is a story of a guy in Dover, Delaware, who went for a colonoscopy, Andrew Walls. And as Dan and I in the over 50s listening in can tell you, colonoscopies, not such a big deal. It's the day before.
Yes.
Prepping for the colonoscopy is the big deal. Andrew Walls is now suing the place where he had this colonoscopy because when he woke up, he says he was wearing pink panties.
Oh.
Pink women's underwear, which he was not wearing when he went in. He is suing the surgical group and the whole company and all of the people who were involved in this because he says they must have put them on him under anesthesia. His lawsuit says, quote, when the plaintiff recovered from the effects of the anesthesia administered by defendants, he woke to realize he was unconsciously wearing pink women's underwear that had been placed on his body, which he did not put on voluntarily. Suit doesn't offer any other details or exactly how much they want, but he is suing not only for severe emotional distress, but also mental anguish, lost wages, and loss of earning capacity. Now, here's my question. If you don't tell anybody, who would ever know? How could you possibly lose any wages or a loss of earning capacity? And by the way, how severe was your emotional stress? You look down and you realize, well, these idiots pulled some sort of stupid prank on me and put these panties on me. I'm going to make them pay a little bit. But how much are you going to make them pay?
But now everyone knows.
Why does everyone know? Because you told everyone by filing a lawsuit. For Dan and Ian and Tim and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend.
Meet me.
All right, we are going to check traffic one last time as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland. And before we go, I want to let everyone know the Southside Johnny Band playing at JP's Corner on Gravelway Saturday night starting at 9. Take it away, Tim.
It's always about you, Dan.
It is.
We're here for you, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Got a new crash now, eastbound 70 at 270 that has two right lanes blocked. They've cleared the crash on westbound 44 after 141, but things are still jammed up from the Guy Road overpass out through Bowles. And then it's going to be a slow go in pockets all the way to Antire. Southbound 141, you're jamming up between Carmen and Big Bend down through Highway 44. And then we're also slow between Highway 30 and Highway 21. Southbound 270, stop and go from approaching Page down through Olive. And that's where we have a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right center lane. On westbound 40, you've got a crash at Ballas that's blocking the two right lanes. Looks like we're backed up to almost Clayton Warson now. And then on southbound 270, you still have some slow traffic between Big Bend and Highway 44 downtown. You're all thinned out there. And westbound 70, you're just a little bit slow between Highway 79 out through K. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
I got the hose, a mop, and what do you call this thing?
A ladder.
George wants to clean the ugly black algae streaks from his roof by himself.
Are you sure about this? You want to call Roof Renewal Systems.
No problem.
Unfortunately, George's 8-foot step ladder doesn't quite reach their 12-foot roof.
So what are you going to do, George? Fly the rest of the way?
No problem.
George is in a pickle, since he's not exactly Superman.
You're not Superman, George. We ought to call Roof Renewal Systems.
No problem. Whoa! Whoa! Ow!
Don't try to save a couple of bucks by cleaning the algae off your roof yourself. Call Roof Renewal Systems at 855-411-WASH. Their proprietary cleaning solution kills the algae, followed by a rinse with their low-pressure soft washing system, so the granules stay on the shingles. Algae could be killing your roof, leading to discoloration, and worse yet, leaks. Before
no problem
becomes a big problem, call Roof Renewal Systems toll-free at 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. And get years of life added to your roof.
You should have called Roof Renewal Systems.
Online at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of Basement Chic. Located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire, Basso is a sleek Italian gastropub with 32 different beers on tap every day. Voted one of St. Louis Magazine's best new restaurants, Basso is a great place to meet up for dinner with friends or colleagues. It also has fantastic happy hour and late night drink specials. With several flat screen TVs, it's the perfect spot to catch the college and pro game day action. Basso at the Cheshire, just off Highway 40 at Skinker and Clayton Road.
Weekday nights at 9, lock and load for the talk show you don't want to miss. This is Larry Connors for news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Royal Banks of Missouri is investing in St. Louis, one charity at a time. We're always willing and ready to support a worthy cause, making a positive impact on the lives of St. Louisans. Whether it's one bear or one home, Royal Banks of Missouri always puts community first. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Call 314-212-1500. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Franco Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com. KTRS St. Louis. We are Mizzou. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Law enforcement involved in a shooting at a Ferguson apartment complex. We're on the scene with the late-breaking details.
A final farewell for an airman killed overseas. The tribute being offered tonight to honor a life lost.
So we thought we ought to go ahead and take him down as soon as possible.
Sound walls along Highway 40 ruled unsound while MoDOT is tearing down what they recently built.
Plus rock and roll and runners. Sweet music for local businesses this weekend. First on Fox, we're following breaking news right now out of Ferguson. Law enforcement officers have been involved in a shooting at an apartment complex in that area.
Fox 2's Chris Hayes is live with what happened. Chris?